Hello and welcome to the first episode of the TT and Moo Show. I'm Tim Tayag and this is my handsome co-host.
Hey there, I'm Marlon Ong Olivan. And the show is called TT and Moo, well, because those are our initials. TT
is for Tim Tayag. Actually, it also means, it's a very dirty word in Filipino. I can't say it because this is a family show. But let me just say that it's very large.
I'm sure it is.
No, I'm kidding. It's small, very small. Or it could actually also mean roadster or, you know, car.
Right,
whatever.
Right. Yeah. And Moo stands for Marlon Ong Olivan. And so what are we trying to do here? Why this podcast? Well, I think originally we wanted to do a talk show, a video.
Yeah, but because of budget constraints, we opted for this instead.
What we are trying to offer is a different perspective. We're going to give you a Pacific Islander perspective. It's recording out here in the Philippines.
Pacific Islander perspective, huh, Marlon? How about a virgin perspective? In case you didn't know, Marlon's actually a virgin. That's true. It's a true story.
Yeah, it's a virgin perspective. And, you know, it's hard. It's not easy being a virgin.
How old are you again?
22.
22-year-old virgin, 20. Okay.
It's not too old to be.
What does it feel like being a 22-year-old virgin, Marlon?
You know, it's different when you're a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because when you're a girl and you're a virgin, you know, and guys hear about it, it's like, hey, you know, like that girl's a virgin, like,
yeah,
right? It's exciting,
pure,
right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like all these guys have these fantasies about, you know, having like going out with a virgin. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not. It's different when you're a guy. It's like when you know when you come home to the last slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, you know, it's all right. Somebody ordered pizza, and then you know it's the last slice, and you're thinking, oh, what's wrong with this one? You know, is it dirty? Is it old? Is it gay?
Hey, speaking of pizza, Marlon, and pepperonis, small ones, the price of food nowadays, I'm sure everybody knows this, it's going up. Inflation is really bad.
It's on the news everywhere.
The price of rice is going up, and that's really bad news, especially here in Asia.
Yeah, because it's a staple out here.
That's right. In fact, you know what? I saw this lady today. She's wearing a Rolex. And she had studded rice beads. That's how expensive rice is now. In fact, drug dealers are now selling, instead of selling cocaine and, you know, the regular selling rice. Yeah, some guy went up to me the other day going, hey, you want some Rice Krispies? How about a rice cake? Or a big fat burrito? It's really bad, Marlon. Yeah, really bad.
Yeah, it's affecting everyone. Like
even the Gucci gang. I saw the Gucci gang in the restroom of embassy. They were sniffing rice.
And even in China, like rickshaw drivers are charging more.
Why?
In China.
Why would that? Why would they charge? I mean, what's the connection there?
These people run on rice. It's like a bowl of rice. True. You know, 40 miles on a bowl of rice.
Well,
50 if you. It's really hard.
Well, speaking of rice, oil prices are going up. But you know the good thing about this whole thing with the oil going up is there's going to be less global warming because people are going to drive less.
Right.
In fact, you know what? I don't know why the scientists have not thought of this yet, but I actually have a very simple solution to decreasing global warming.
What's that?
It's very simple. All you need to do really is just hold your breath.
Hold your breath.
Yes, because you know from first grade or whenever you took your science class, you know that humans breathe in
oxygen
and we breathe out
carbon dioxide.
Exactly, and carbon dioxide is one of the top five greenhouse gases.
Right.
So, if we actually your people in China, Marlon, if you just get to do them,
my people.
Yes, if you get them to do at least 1 minute, right? If they can just hold their breath every day for a minute, that's like, I don't know, 10,000 tons of carbon dioxide that you're saving from being released into the air. I mean, think about that.
I'll try to send a note to our people. All right, we have a special segment right now. Very popular show. I'm sure you've heard of it. But we're trying to take it to the next level.
Right. I'm sure you guys have heard of the TV show Big Brother, the reality show.
Big Brother, yeah.
Yeah.
They have several versions in different countries.
Yes, franchise.
Franchise. Now we're going to bring in our own version.
This is a very new concept. It's basically we took it a level lower.
Lower. But now you can bring it anywhere with you, listen to it on the go,
mm-hmm.
And it's called Big Brother Radio Edition.
That's right. Instead of putting cameras in the house of Big Brother,
we
put microphones
everywhere
in the whole house.
you know, like in the bedroom, in the bathroom.
In the kitchen, in the living room. So why don't we tune in right now and see what's going on. Well, I think that sounds like a keyboard. I think somebody's
typing
on the internet. Yeah, maybe.
Typing.
It could be in the bedroom, maybe.
No, I don't.
Ah, they're in the library.
Sounds like laundry to me.
Laundry? That sounds like pages being flipped. Unless you read it in the laundry, do you?
No, but in, you know, when you're folding a shirt, folding sheets.
That sounds like folding sheets right there. Oh, I think they're fixing their bed.
Or it could be some afternoon delight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the beauty of radio reality. Radiality, anything is possible.
You know, you go where your mind takes you.
Yeah, just imagine no whatever you think they're doing. It doesn't matter, right? Like, that could be, that's a love letter being written. Oh, either they have a visitor, or that could just be the neighbors.
Or rats in the ceiling.
You
can never tell.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's it for our Big Brother Radio Edition.
Another exciting week.
We'll find out next week what happens.
Tune in.
Are you tired of dancing, tinkling in the dark and hitting your feet?
Ow! My leg! I can't see!
New from Bayanihan, tinkling glow sticks.
Wow, these are awesome! I can see and dance.
You can take them to rave parties or whatever occasion you want and you look cool.
Woo! Pump up the volume!
Tinikling Glow Sticks from Bayanihan.
Here at the TTN Moose Show, we like to keep abreast of the sports news. And Marlon?
Big week in sports this week. Winner, of course. Game everybody saw. Tiger Woods winning the US Open.
Wait. What are you talking about? The big news in sports right now is Boston versus Celtics. And Boston just won the finals.
Fine, let's do your news. Let's do your sport.
No, it's not my news. This is basketball, Marlon. This is basketball.
Fine.
This is sports, right?
Yeah, fine. I can talk basketball.
Okay, why don't you talk about basketball then?
So the Boston, I'm sure you guys all saw the game, won the last game of the finals. And, you know, Kevin Garnett, you know, gave 110% out there, and the team just, you know, hustled a lot and scored more points than the Lakers.
So what do you think, Marlon, was the key to Boston's victory?
Well, I think their defense was really good at stopping the other team from scoring, and the offense of theirs was, you know, just, you know, they brought their A game, you know, this last game.
So, you don't really know anything about basketball, do you, Marlon?
No. Can we talk about golf?
Anyway, I think that's about the end of our TTN Move First episode. But before we leave, I think we should read a fan mail.
And,
we're reading the mail. Because here in TTN Move, we're very old school. We use paper.
Here it is. Dear TTN Move, first off, I'd like to say I love your show.
Thank you.
Now, I am a budding comedian, and I would like to know, how do I get started in this business? Sincerely, Jose Cuervo from H-Hack.
Oh, Jose Cuervo. Love the drink. budding comedian, huh? Do you mean like budding or budding?
I think he means budding.
Budding.
It's B-U.
Well, that's actually funny because coincidentally,
Tim and I,
we kind of dabble a little bit in the stand-up, you know, here and internationally.
Here and there.
Yeah, maybe San Francisco, New York. To answer the question, Jose, my suggestion is you get some books on the craft, stand-up comedy. There's some good books out there by Judy Carter.
Comedy Bible,
stand-up comedy. And also hit what they call open mics.
Right, an open mic really is a venue where anyone can go up and try new jokes. And this is the perfect venue because it's a supportive environment and you can share your ideas and see really which ideas work and which jokes don't work.
Yeah, which ones suck.
Yeah, And this is really where you start hashing out your material.
Yeah, and most of them will suck, but don't be discouraged because, you know, it takes a lot of time to get to a level where you can actually perform. I mean, even just your first 5 minutes.
Takes a while.
So it's going to be a lot of hard work, but you know what? It's very rewarding once you start getting paid gigs. And you get to see people laugh at your jokes.
Right. And there's no other high like it.
Well, except for drugs. So that's it. Thank you for your fan mail.
Tune in next week. Mm-hmm. For another episode of Titi and Moo.
Yes, and I think we're going to have a special guest next week.
So make sure to watch out for that.
Or listen out for that. Or listen up for that. I don't know. Who cares? Anyway, thank you guys, and have a good one.